my doorway to Bethel, Alaska, was Renee Athanas. And she's going to be our guest today, but I digress. For Coffee at KYK, Renee Athanas is in the studio to talk about our town's art dumpsters. And joining us to host the show, our own Johanna Urich, who is a self-described art fiend. Good morning, Johanna.
Good morning. Yes, I am an art fiend. I admit to being absolutely enthralled by artists, envious of them, and occasionally making my own. And Renee, I'm especially enthralled with people who combine interest in the arts with community, and that seems to be your gig.
Well, I do like to do that. That's true. I like to advocate for all of the arts in all forms, all of the time.
Well, it's interesting to me. I mean, this dumpster painting, this is done at least a few years. The times I've been paying attention has been going on. Was this your idea?
No, I cannot take credit for that. My sister-in-law, Janet Athanas, who used to run the City Parks and Rec Department and the Youth Center, started the idea, and it was a neighborhood kind of competition that they had throughout Bethel, and neighborhoods would get together and paint the dumpsters in their neighborhood, and then they won prizes, and that's how it started. And when Janet retired from the Parks and Rec Department and the City of Bethel, it kind of came over to the Cultural Center, because we were doing summer youth camps. And as one of the projects that our students would do, our campers would do during the summer art camps, we had them do, each kid got a side of a dumpster. So that's how it kind of got started and kept going.
And now it's not necessarily part of art camp, right?
Well, there's not an art camp because of the COVID. We didn't have one last summer. And we didn't get to have one this summer. So because we didn't want to lose painting the dumpsters, Margaret Hanna, the art teacher, unfortunately the former art teacher because she's moving this year, took on the role of doing the dumpsters. And I must say the City of Bethel and Dave up there really helped us out, and they always have, by getting the dumpsters to us and allowing us to paint them. So Margaret took that over for the month of June, and the community stepped up and did it. So we're going to repeat that again this year because, again, we don't get to have the summer art camp.
Mm-hmm. So kids do get to paint and have fun anyway.
Right. Although we're not limiting it this just to kids. This could be adults, groups, businesses, friends, families. It doesn't matter your age, although it's, if they're children, they need to be with their parents when they're painting. But it's open to the whole community. So it's an expanded kind of art project for everybody.
So how do they get in contact with you? Do they just show up and get a dumpster? It's kind of a big thing to move a dumpster around.
No. Actually, what we're going to do, or what the city has this year, and they have been so kind to get us, I believe, white dumpsters this year so we don't have to prime them. They're going to be all up by the landfill office, and they put them all up there. They haven't come in yet on the barges yet, so we have to wait till they come in on the barges, and then they'll put them all up there by the landfill office, and the Bethel Council on the Arts and the Kuskokwim Art Guild supply the paint and the brushes, and we'll be hauling up water for washing the brushes out because you have to kind of share all of that with everybody. And this year we have volunteers Jimmy Reardon and Teresha Krushman who are going to be splitting. They'll be up there to help people, to, kind of just make sure everything flows okay. But people do have to pre-register or sign up ahead of time because we only have 18 dumpsters, and you folks can take, like, one side, or they can take two, or they can take the whole dumpster if they've got four ideas. So I am signing people up and assigning them dumpsters. So if anyone's interested, they're going to need to either call me at 545-4468, message me on Facebook, or email me at Renee, R-E-Y-N-E dot Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, at gmail.com. And I'll put you on the list. And I need a sketch. Oh, I forgot to mention that, didn't I? I need a sketch.
A sketch?
Well, we kind of want to know what's going on. We are a little protective of what goes on. We don't want any profanity. We don't want any naughty stuff. It's all family-friendly dumpsters because they go throughout the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we're suggesting that folks think about doing an Alaska theme. Like, it could be place, animals, people, activities, flora, fauna, anything Alaskan you can think of. That's just a suggestion. But it, you know, that's kind of a nice thing to start with an idea.
Well, there's also myths and stories.
Oh, yeah, really, yeah.
I mean, Alaska is not just a place, it's part of our imagination.
It's rich that way.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, while you were listing sketches, do you remember an image from one of the past years that really snagged you? In a good way.
Yeah. One of the ones that I thoroughly enjoyed was we did My Hero one year. And this was during the art camp. And kids could draw, paint, write about the person or persons that were their heroes. And it was kind of amazing to see all of the ones that came out. It was everybody from my mom and dad to the police officers, to the firemen, to my grandpa, to my uncle, to, it was just... It was very moving. I really liked that. And that, I also, of course, always really liked the flowers. They did Georgia O'Keeffe flowers one year. I really, and Bones. They blew up Bones, too, like Georgia O'Keeffe's artwork. And I really enjoyed that.
I have to tell you something. Georgia O'Keeffe, I've actually had lunch with Georgia O'Keeffe because she was my friend of my grandparents. And they... had quite a bit of money, which, by the way, anybody who's listening, Johannesberry does not. But they underwrote George O'Keeffe's first solo exhibition at the Stieglitz Gallery.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I grew up with George O'Keeffe paintings in the house.
I am so jealous.
I had Sunday dinner with my grandparents looking at a George O'Keeffe clamshell.
Wow. That would be something. That would be a real treat, I tell you. That's...
Well, as I told you and as Grady introduced you, I am an art fiend, certified.
Well, I can see how that happened.
In the blood.
You know, Johanna, the last year's art dumpsters had quite a few particularly good messages. I can call the reference to the optometry clinic that took the Gandhi quote, "Be the change you want to see in the world," and flipped it and said, "See the change you want to be in the world," or something like that. Anyway, it's quite beautiful. It's one of the standouts from last year. Sorry for chiming in.
Oh, no. You absolutely should chime in. I'm curious. You said something about Renee, that she was your gateway to Bethel. Tell me.
Actually, Renee is the coordinator, I believe, of the Best in the West business competition. It's now in its 12th or 13th year. And in its 10th year, I was the VISTA that Renee selected to help manage that program.
And that's how you got involved in Bethel?
And that's my segue to Bethel. And Renee was the first voice I heard from Bethel.
Wow, Renee, we at KYUK have to say thank you to you.
Oh, you're welcome. Grady did a great job. I loved having him. I'm sorry to see him move on.
She can take credit for anything good that I've done in Bethel.
No, that's not true.
Well, it seems like, Renee, you were involved in Vista. Were you involved? I mean, I was trying to kind of sniff around about you and not just the arts, but you've been involved in kind of community organizing for quite some time.
Well, if you live someplace long enough, you end up wearing lots of hats, and there's things that need to get done around town, and I enjoy doing them. Believe me, I only do them if I enjoy them. So that's one of the ways it is when you're in a small community.
Yes, yes. I've always thought small communities are really incubators for developing leadership.
Right.
Just because the necessity is raised.
Yeah, exactly. If someone doesn't do it, it doesn't get done. So, and there's lots of people in this town, lots and lots and lots of people who volunteer and step up and do stuff. And, of course, that's a constantly changing thing. I'm hoping that, speaking of change, I'm going to be stepping back from, like, the Bethel Council on the Arts and the Kuskokwim Art Guild and some other things, and I'm hoping that there are people in the community who are interested in performing arts and visual arts who will step up and join either one of those groups, or if they merge together, the one. So, you know, life goes on and changes happen, and that's what we need to have happen soon.
Yeah, so to keep arts kind of viable and in terms of, I mean, there are literally hundreds of artists, as you pointed out to me in an email, in the region. But these organizations, what do they do for those artists, and why are they so valuable?
Well, the Bethel Council on the Arts does focus mostly on performing arts. They are the sponsors of the Chamai Dance Festival every year, which we're hoping to have in 2022. We're already making plans. And they also bring in performers from around the nation and the state and hold concerts at any venue that they can find, usually the cultural center. And so they do mostly focusing on performing arts. The Art Guild has a gift shop and puts on shows for artists, visual artists, who create pieces of artwork that they want to sell and display. So covering both of the venues. And then we also we sort of do a lot with the dance groups because we help sponsor some of their events. And Pam Conrad, who is our vice president at the BCA, Bethel Council of Arts, has been very involved in dance. That's modern dance, not traditional dance. And she's kept a lot. She's been able to keep that alive and viable in the area as well.
Well, I'm going to out myself as an art fiend in the area of dance. I got to actually, as a young girl when my body was much better at dancing, got to study for a week with the Martha Graham Dance Troupe in New York.
Oh, boy. That must have been something else.
That was amazing. Mm. The thing that struck me about Martha Graham and many other dancers, she was getting quite old at the time, was their posture.
Right. Straight. Straight backs.
Straight backs and an agility. She wasn't jumping or anything, but she moved through the room it was like she was gliding on ice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
It was just amazing. And I see that in dancers from all different cultures. The thing that I love about traditional Yupik dancing is that there are some practitioners that turn it into an amazing comedic performance.
Oh, yeah. It's not all serious.
No. I think I was busting my gut watching a couple of dancers years ago. I was like, I was almost embarrassed. I had to hold myself in.
Yeah, yeah. They can make you give you some giggles, that's for sure.
Well, so again, the phone number for or the contact information for anybody in the community who wants to paint a dumpster?
Well, can I first mention a couple other things that...
Oh, absolutely.
One of my many hats.
Yes.
First off, I'm sorry to announce that there will not be a First Friday this month for June at the Cultural Center because everybody who kind of runs it is out of town on the 4th. So we're going to postpone it to July and hope that we can get it organized and have folks ready to help then. So no First Friday for June. Sorry about that. We are starting up Saturday markets again, and for this summer, it's going to be June 19th, July 17th, and August 21st for folks to plan on making stuff, baking stuff, bringing it to the Cultural Center. So, and the reason we get to do all this is I'm subbing back at the Cultural Center for the summer. I'm just subbing. And hopefully they'll be hiring. Teddy Warwick, who did a fabulous job, is moving. So we're losing her, and they're in the process of hiring a new Cultural Center coordinator. So I'm just helping through August.
Well, this sounds like you once again seeing a need in the community and stepping in. Stepping up.
Yeah, sort of like that. Yeah, there were things, like I said, there were things I wanted to have happen, so I said yes. And I also want to mention that there's a shop and swap or swap and shop on June 21 and 22. That will be like a yard sale, garage sale, rummage sale, buy, sell, trade, giveaway, clean up your house, whatever. The tables will all be for free, and from 12 to 3 on those 2 days. And folks can just come in, and it's springtime. It's time to clean out your house, get rid of the things you don't need anymore. So that's kind of what it is.
Well, Renee, we are out of time.
Oh, 543-4538. Oh.
That's the number to get a hold of her anything and everything.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, Renee Athanas.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Renee Athanas, Alaska Woman of the Year, I believe, this year, and also HUD Corps, 2 years running, and HUD coordinator for many years here at Cultural Center manager as well. You might have known her in many ways, Renee Athanas, and joining her, Johanna Urich.